This weekend, award-winning pianist and Winston-Salem State University music faculty Dr. Myron Brown joins the Winston-Salem Symphony and guest conductor Philip Mann in a performance of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 19 in F major. The concerto has been described as a combination of grace and vigor. I began by asking Myron how he makes this simple two-note theme from the first movement really sing.
You could hear this melody, bum, bum, ba, bum, 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 bum. Bah, but you could take that same rhythm and give it more character by performing it ba 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 ba.
Big difference. Yeah, right away. Mm-hmm. There's the drama in that. The second movement is a lot of the grace part of that original assessment of the piece. How do you get in the headspace for performance? What are you thinking about?
Most people know Mozart above all things as an opera composer. So when I think of this middle movement, I think of an aria. I try to play it as if I were a singer, to inflect the melody as a singer would, being careful that I pay special attention to the high points in the melody, the climaxes, the rises and the falls, and making each phrase go somewhere.
There's a lot of back and forth between the woodwinds and piano in this
yes.
movement. A lot of conversational things.
Conversation is a great word to use. A lot of times it's like a canon. The orchestra will start this particular melody, and then the piano will pick it up in the right hand, followed by the piano in the left hand. So you've got the same idea going, but starting at three separate times, and the overlap creates beautiful harmonies. And it also gives the soloist and the orchestra a chance to imitate one another.
What's that like when you don't know the orchestra? You're sitting down in front of the orchestra for the first time.
Well, it gives a freshness to the piece because any orchestra and any conductor and any pianist is going to play it differently. So depending on those three entities, it could be a different performance each time. And that's what makes music so much fun. You can play off of one another and never have the same performance twice.
The third movement, you kick this off all by yourself. What thoughts are going through your head to set that up?
It's like there's no introduction. It's just a jump start, like right away, throwing you into the action. It, to me, it's the equivalent of a movie with action right from scene one. There really is little margin for error because of the lighter texture in Mozart's music. As a pianist, you can't slam down the damper pedal and expect to blur everything together. But you really have to let every note sing through clearly so that everything is equally important.
Award-winning piano soloist and educator Dr. Myron Brown. On Saturday night, November 16th at 7:30, Sunday afternoon at 3, and Tuesday night at 7:30, he'll perform Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 19 in F major with the Winston-Salem Symphony under the baton of guest conductor Philip Mann. Myron is on the music faculty at Winston-Salem State University, where he's, among other things, pianist for the university choir. He and the choir are in preparation for their annual fall concert on December 8th, and you'll find links to more information at wfdd.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.